Two borough assembly seats are up for election on October 7th. Assembly Seat A and Assembly Seat B are both three-year terms, and they are currently being held by Wilma Stokes and Bill Privet. Also up for election is one seat on the Port Commission, which is currently being held by Haig Demersian, one seat on the School Board, which is currently being held by Penny Allen, and three seats on the Hospital Board, one of which is currently being filled by Lorraine McGee. In order to get a name placed on the ballot for any of these seats, an individual must file for candidacy by 5 p.m. on Friday. Borough Clerk and Election Supervisor Christy Jameson explains how to file a declaration of candidacy for Assembly.
If you are filing a declaration of candidacy for the Assembly, you have to be a resident for 1 year. You have to be a qualified voter who is registered in the Wrangell Borough. So you have to stop by the Borough Clerk's office and pick up a declaration of candidacy form, a petition of signatures, and also a financial disclosure form. On the petition of signatures, you have to have at least 20 signatures who are qualified voters who are registered in the Wrangell Borough.
To run for Port Commission, School Board, and Hospital Board, an individual just needs to file a declaration of candidacy form, which can be done at City Hall. After Friday's 5 p.m. deadline for filing a declaration of candidacy, Jameson says there's still a way to get elected.
If you fail to file your declaration of candidacy for those four elected offices, there is an ordinance that's called Write-In Candidates and Write-In Votes.
In order for someone to get elected into office through write-ins, that individual needs to file a letter of intent with the borough clerk no later than Friday, October 3rd.
Write-in votes cast for individuals who do not file a letter of intent will not be counted. In order to vote for a write-in candidate, the vote must, in space provided, write in the candidate's name as the candidate's name appears on the letter of intent filed with the borough clerk. In addition to this, the voter must mark the oval opposite the candidate's name.
According to Jameson, as of August 22nd, there have been no filings for school board. For Port Commission, Brendan Eagle has filed for candidacy. For Hospital Board, Dolores D. Norman, Lorraine McGee, and Janelle Privet have declared candidacy. And for Borough Assembly, Bill Privet has filed for candidacy. Also on the October 7th election will be three ballot propositions. Ballot proposition number one will ask the voters, shall the city and borough of Wrangell pass the Clean Indoor Air Act, which would prohibit smoking in indoor public areas and places of employment? Ballot proposition number two will ask, shall a new home rule charter for the city and borough of Wrangell be adopted in lieu of the existing home rule charter? And ballot proposition number three is, shall the city and borough of Wrangell exempt municipal officers and candidates for elective office from the requirements of the State of Alaska Public Official Financial Disclosure Law?
I have put up an information table in the lobby of City Hall, so if you're in need of information on these ballot propositions in full text, please come down, and we have copies on the table there.
Wrangell's local borough election will be held in the Nolan Center on October 7th. Polls will open at 8 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Absentee voting starts September 22nd in the borough clerk's office and will continue until October 6th. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.